You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. Moderna put out a press release Monday with a summary of study results that found its vaccine is safe and effective for kids ages 6 to 11. The trial consisted of two shots each of half the dose authorized for adults, administered 28 days apart. Results haven't been peer-reviewed or published, but the drug maker said they'll be submitted to a scientific journal. Moderna has also said it will submit the data to regulators. An FDA advisory panel is meeting tomorrow to review authorizing Pfizer and BioNTech's vaccine for kids, and Anthony Fauci recently projected that shots for kids could be available by early November. In other news, more than 100 COVID-19 cases were reported last week across 11 provinces in China, particularly in the north, where lockdowns and other emergency measures have been reimposed to keep the virus from spreading further. Travelers from places where there have been cases now need to present a negative test and be monitored for 2 weeks in order to enter Beijing. The city has already called off a marathon scheduled for next weekend and is on high alert with the Winter Olympics scheduled to kick off in February. According to health authorities, around 75% of China's population is vaccinated. And EU regulators start conducting a real-time review of Merck's oral COVID-19 treatment. The European Union's drug regulator started a real-time review of Merck's oral COVID-19 antiviral drug today. This means the agency will look at data as soon as it's available instead of waiting to review a proper application. If it's approved, the drug will be the first authorized oral treatment and the first for preventing mild illness from getting worse. So far, trials have indicated that it reduces the likelihood that someone who is high risk will die or be hospitalized for COVID-19 by half. The drug maker filed for emergency use authorization in the U.S. earlier this month, and an advisory panel is scheduled to meet to discuss the pill in late November.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.